Okay, so are you ready for this?
For what?
For a total deep dive into, astrology.
Okay, but
Oh.
yeah, it's a little bit of a twist.
Oh, a twist, okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to be like finding your soulmate in the
No.
stars. It's more like,
Okay.
can we use like the zodiac and all that
Right.
to figure out red flags?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so like when you're dating and you're like, is this
Oh,
person
since
going to be trouble? Can astrology help us figure that out?
okay, so like avoiding heartbreak.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So full disclaimer, the source we're looking at
Okay.
doesn't have like a list of red flags for every sign.
Right.
So it's kind of like big picture, right?
Yeah.
Is this even a thing? Can astrology actually help us out
Strike.
with relationships?
Well, I mean, I think the idea is not totally crazy
Okay.
because astrology at its heart is really about personality, right?
Okay.
It's about your tendencies, your traits.
Yeah, and we know that like those things matter.
In relationship,
Huge. Yeah, huge.
right? So, like, if you're, I don't know, a super organized Virgo dating, like a Sagittarius, a free spirit,
Right.
is that going to work out?
Well, you know, maybe not.
Okay.
That's why it's important to look beyond just your sun sign,
Okay.
right? Like everyone's like, oh, I'm a Libra or I'm a Scorpio.
Right.
That's just the sun sign.
Okay.
There's a whole birth chart.
Okay.
Like when you were born, the position of all the planets.
Oh, okay.
It's so much more
Wait,
nuanced.
wait, wait. So back up.
Yeah.
Explain this whole birth chart thing.
Sure.
Because some of us are like astrologically challenged. So yeah, I'm raising my hand right now.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, you tell people, I'm a Libra or whatever. That's just your sun sign.
Got it.
The birth chart is like all the planets, not just the sun.
Oh, okay.
So it's a much more complex,
Right.
detailed picture of you,
Okay.
of your personality, your strengths, your weaknesses,
Got it.
how you are in relationships, all of that.
Okay, so it's kind of like
Yeah.
sun sign is like the movie trailer,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
the birth cart is the whole film.
Yes. And you know how sometimes the trailer's misleading?
Oh, yeah.
Right, same thing.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
But how does this whole birth chart, all the planets,
Yeah.
tie back into these red flags?
Okay.
Because, I don't want to just write someone off
Right, of course not.
because they're, I don't know,
Yeah.
Mercury's in retrograde.
No, it's not about judging someone
Okay.
based on their chart, like, oh, you're bad news, get out of here.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's more about using the information
Right.
as a lens for understanding like potential issues.
Got it.
So, for example, let's say you're in Aries,
Okay.
you know, a fire sign,
Right.
really passionate, independent,
Yeah.
and let's say you're dating a Pisces,
Okay.
a water sign, very sensitive, goes with the flow.
Okay.
You might need to put in extra effort.
Oh, I see.
To understand each other's needs
Okay.
emotionally.
A bit.
Right, because you're coming from different places.
Okay, so it's more like
Exactly.
forewarned is forearmed, right?
Yes,
It's
exactly.
not about like, oh, stay away from this sign,
Right.
but more about, okay, heads up,
Yeah.
this might be a little trickier.
Exactly. It's about being prepared,
Yeah.
and that's where self-awareness is key.
Okay.
Astrology, like even beyond red flags,
Yeah.
can help you understand yourself, your own tendencies, good and bad.
So it's not just about them, it's about me too.
It's about you. It's about how you are in relationships.
Interesting.
Right.
So you're saying, like, even if I don't believe that my destiny is like written in the stars,
Right.
astrology can still be helpful.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, even if you're a little skeptical,
Yeah.
it can still give you really interesting insights.
It's like instead of blaming Mercury retrograde for everything.
Right, exactly. It's more like, okay, Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah.
Maybe I should, double check my emails before I send them.
Yes,
You know,
exactly.
be careful about communication.
It's about taking ownership,
Yeah.
using those insights to navigate your relationships better.
Awesome.
Right.
So basically, what we've learned today
Yeah.
in our cosmic deep dive
Cosmic deep dive. I love it.
is that astrology can actually, even if we're being playful with it, can be a really cool tool for dating.
Absolutely. Yeah. Knowledge is power.
I like that.
Right? Even when it comes from the stars.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me on this stellar journey.
My pleasure.
And for everyone listening, remember,
Yeah.
the stars can, give us hints and stuff, but ultimately, you got to trust your gut.
Absolutely.
You got to communicate
Yeah.
and, figure out what's right for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Keep exploring. All right, see ya. Bye.